So Reed Sada, thanks to everybody who let me speak, and it's truly an honor to be here today in front of all of you. Wow, what a class. I'm not sure Lewis and Clark realizes what they're losing. For better or for worse, we are one of the last generations of LC students to have seen things like the old bone before the weird remodel, a pumpkin filled with concrete on the manor house roof, spring fling, and the Platt DSA. Among us are also some pretty stellar individuals, among whom, just to name a few, the creators of LC Confessions, LC Misconnections, and the Campo Tim Snapchat. So I'm not exactly sure why they let me do this speech, because when I did some digging into good commencement speeches, what I saw was a lot of great perspective and advice. But as a 21-year-old who is still excited by free anything, and who still eats pasta four times a week, it's pretty safe to say that I have neither. But thankfully, I'm a political science major, so at least I have some training in how to sound nice, but really not say anything at all. Seriously, last semester we had a career panel for government officials, and to any question that was asked, the response went something like this. I acknowledge your question, that's a great question, and I'm going to talk about whatever it is I want to talk about. So why did I do this speech? Well, I wanted to talk about the single most important thing in my 4 years at Lewis and Clark, and that is the people. And what better way to do that than for one last time as students, take a trip down memory lane and revisit some of the memories that made this place awesome. To think back about all the emotions, the ups and downs, the smiles, the tears, the triumphs and the failures of our past 4 years here. So here are some of the highlights from each of my years. And in doing this, my hope is not to tell you about what made my experience here special, because let's be honest, who really cares? But my goal is that in hearing some of these stories, we might all think back to the places, the events, and most importantly, the people who made Lewis and Clark a place worth caring about. Oh, and parents, please know that despite whatever you might hear in the following memories, your money was well spent and we got an excellent education. But either way, I get the feeling that Lewis and Clark wouldn't give you a refund, so oh well. So anyways, in my first year, a couple things really stand out. The first is getting written up before classes even started. I still blame my friend Lucas for this one. I guess he thought it was a good idea to play the ukulele at 3 a.m. Lesson learned. I also did the classic freshman year thing and got my hair dyed blue. Unfortunately, we used some cheap dye that someone had found in the dorms and ended up with an orangish greenish hair for the next few months. And do you all remember NSO? Scary time. Let's actually not go there. So what really stands out from this year is meeting the people I'd hang out with, waste countless hours with, share laughs with, and get in trouble with for the next 4 years. In sophomore year, I got my butt really kicked by a class for the first time. I'd never been pushed that hard academically in my life. It's really a miracle that I got through it, and if it were not for my amazing classmates, I don't think I would have. There's a certain level of camaraderie you build with your peers when your professor uses several four-letter words that I cannot say here to describe the entire class's essays. So my sophomore year, my community grew to my classmates and all the amazing ideas they brought to the table. We also had snowpocalypse that year, and I guess it's not all that important, but coming from San Francisco, seeing snow in a city is somehow noteworthy. My third year, I moved off campus and quickly realized how freaking awesome the bone really is. No dishes, the food is already prepared, and there are vegetables. Sign me back up, please. I also learned pretty quickly that there are some things that you just can't ever have, no matter how hard you try. For me, one of those things was a clean house. I also did the quarter-life crisis thing and went abroad. I went to Senegal for 4 months and learned about an entirely different culture and way of living. The people I met abroad were some of the most amazing and thoughtful people I have ever met. From the professors over there to the host families, I can't help but say the all-too-cheesy phrase, going abroad really changed me and my worldview. And my group was awesome, which was nice. And so, in my junior year, I discovered that this community, these amazing people, extend beyond the borders of Lewis and Clark and even the United States. We've built a network of friends and families that live around the world that share vastly different viewpoints and ideologies, but that, at the end of the day, I'll feel a sense of compassion and love for one another. And finally, senior year. For me, there's really one thing that stands out and really embodies what I mean when I talk about the Lewis and Clark community, and that is the response to the acts of hate that took place in the beginning of the year. Students stood together and really looked after one another. Over 600 of us volunteered in a buddy system to help those that don't feel safe in our community. Student initiatives have since led to change in our general education program and hiring process. While we are still far from creating a perfect community, us students here at Lewis and Clark have demonstrated time and again that we will fight to make it the place that it should be, to leave places better than when we found them. And through the fights, the arguments, the long nights, and all of the struggles, we will always have each other's backs. So what really stands out through all of this? For me anyways, it's the people. As I look back, I can't help but think that none of these memories would have been what they are without all of you. It's not the shenanigans I'll remember, but the shenanigan-ers, if you will. It's not the do's, but the do-ers. It's not the travels, but the travelers. It's not the bone, but the bone, well, you know what I mean. And what I mean is that looking back, it's the people that made this place special and the people that will continue to make it special. Look around you. We're all pretty great. And I know that when I think back to all of the experiences and great times here, the only thing I'm really going to remember is all of you. Thank you.